Welcome back to another episode of Break the Narrative,
your weekly dose of realism and giggles where we discuss and dismantle the raggedy norms and narratives of life as a millennial.
Hello, hello.
Hello. We bizek in the house. We back. What's up? Recap. Break the narrative. Y'all know what's going on.
That's new.
I'm really gonna come up with like a song for us, and then we gonna sing it. Cause, well, you got a beautiful voice, but if we put some shower sounds in the background, then my voice gonna sound real good.
Cause not I sound, some shower sounds.
Yeah, I sound,
some acoustics.
That's what I'm saying. Cause I sound so good in the shower.
Slit.
But what's up?
What's up, y'all?
Welcome back, guys.
It's another week in. Oh, what did somebody say the other day that had me cracking up? What did they say? Corona-geddon. I was like, not Corona-geddon. Oh, my God. But, I mean,
it's true.
Right, because everything's still, people out here acting like it ain't nothing.
It's actually, again, it's starting to climb on back up. It's getting worse. I think just today in California, they shut
everything down again.
And then, if you're traveling to New York,
you got to self-quarantine.
14 and like,
they said, don't you bring that shit up in here.
Yeah.
We just now trying to get this shit under control. And then here y'all come. No, no, no.
And then that orange man, he done tweeted he's so mad at China because
first of all, he don't need to say nothing about nobody because, nigga, you got warrants.
That's a fucking ghetto. Who the fuck? When I say he gonna go down in history for the most ghetto-ish shit.
Like, this is ghetto.
Like, is this our president? Is he, wait, does he run the United States of America? I'm confused.
This can't be real.
Like, it's a whole shit show.
It really is.
It is really like Love and Hip Hop. White House.
VH1 produced this.
Right. Like, it's so fucking crazy.
Mm-mm.
But.
Man.
Yeah, that's crazy. What's been new with you? What's going on?
Nothing. What's new? What's new? What's new? Child, I don't even be knowing. At this point, day to day is the same old shit. Working, right. Studying, I'm kid free for the moment.
Okay.
And I don't know what to do with myself. I am, because how often do I just get a break or I just get to be?
Right.
It doesn't happen very often, so I'm grateful when it does. Well, so I am definitely going to try and make the most of it and not spend all my time in bed watching Friends and Files eating Oreos. So, yeah. So I've just been trying to get out and, like, network and, like, you know, build relationships and make new friends and shit while the fucking world is opened up just a tad. Oh, so let me tell you. I went to go get my lashes done.
They look good.
Thank you. If y'all are in Atlanta, Face Nations on Instagram, he's the bomb.
Face Nations. How did you find him?
We went to school together.
Oh, okay.
We went to Aveda together, so I knew him from then, and he's always done great work. He's the king of brows.
Okay.
Too, so if you ever want your brows tinted, done, he's the bomb. But I just hit him up and I was like, he'd been posting like a bunch of them and I was like, damn, they look good. Like, let me go get my eyelashes. I have been missing my eyelashes anyway.
That's how you said that. Uh-huh.
So I went to go get my eyelashes done. Bitch, this woman is literally, I'm like, stopped at the light. Cause I got turned around trying to find the salon. I was like, which side of Trinity is it on? Like, is it past Peachtree? Like, where am I going?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like trying to figure it out. So he FaceTimes me. We're like talking on FaceTime and I like put him in my dash so he can see where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, he's like, ooh, friend, is she walking up to your car? I was like, is this lady butt naked? Like, she was butt naked. Like, naked. Like, no clothes. Like, she had a shirt.
Like, how them J's be where K. Michelle restaurant is on Peter Street. Not Peter Street.
Yeah, because it's right just south of Peter Street.
But I know
Street.
Exactly where you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to see her before.
She was, yeah, so he was like, she be out there all the time. And I was like, you just be out here, you and your bush just hanging out on the corner, bitch. Like, what is life?
Like, Ma'am, it's not okay.
It's not.
That's just like the lady who be right there by the IHOP with all them fucking clothes on. You know, it's hot as shit.
I know she got to be hot. But yeah, this guy was like riding a bike. He was like, hey, yo, what you doing? Because she was just walking. And she had her shirt. I guess she was trying to put the shirt back on. But like, she literally was walking up to my car. Titties out. Ass out. No nothing. No bra. No shoes.
No panties.
No panties. No nothing. No nothing. And I had my window rolled up. And she walked up to my window. He was like, don't give her nothing. Don't give her nothing. Don't give her nothing. Don't give her nothing. And I was like, I just felt so bad. Because like, she was literally like right here in my window. But thank God the light turned green and I was able to go. Because I felt like a horrible person in that moment. I was just like, ooh. Like, the nice thing to do would be, you know, like, to engage. But at the same time, like, I don't want to engage. Because, bitch, you butt-ass naked standing outside my window.
Right. They don't care. Them J's don't care. I remember one time on MLK, we was in, this was a minute ago. We was in McDonald's. It was late as shit. And one of them jumped on the hood of my car. And I was like, okay, get your ass killed.
Because I will press this gas, okay?
Girl, they just, it's sad. But it's really sad.
It is. Really That's sad. Why I was like, I felt so bad. Like, damn. Yeah,
but as naked. I think like, I know exactly what you're talking about because it's a lady that always be naked down there.
I was just like, oh, God. And then when I got there, they were like, I don't know why the police are never around when she out there naked like that. Like, mm-hmm. She's out there all the time. Like, where the fuck?
Are the police. Because they would lock her ass up. That's crazy. Well, your lashes look real good.
Thank you.
And what's his name again on Instagram?
Face Nations.
Face Nations.
And I definitely plan to keep them up because, you know, I'll...
Does he have a membership thing? Or no, you just...
I don't know. Not that I know if he got a membership. I don't think so.
Yeah, I go to Zakiya. She's pretty. She's really good.
But I'm going to keep them up. And then I'm trying to decide what the next thing I'm going to do to this head is. I'm really feeling like some braids. But, you know, I've been really feeling really weird about it. And the reason I've been feeling weird about it is because...
What, braids?
Yeah. Like, why? Because of work.
The field that you're in.
So, it's like... Like, I want to be able to attract the clientele that I really want in order to be able to make that kind of money. That I really want without having to like work too hard for it, you know? Like, so I need the right type of clients. Mm-hmm. So I've been like, that's why I said I'm trying to get out, I'm trying to network more, mm-hmm. like put myself in the right places to meet the right people. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, like, I don't know how I feel about braids in that type of environment. Like, I don't know, is it gonna be. Like, what?
I do see what you're saying. And it's like, you could get them and wear them cute, but it's still
right
that whole image. And it's sad that it's like that, but it's true. Especially in the corporate America.
Right.
So
and granted, we're not really, like, meeting anybody face-to-face right now. Everything's still virtual.
Mm-hmm. But still.
But still. Yeah. Like, if I really want to go out and, like...
But I feel like you can make it cute. Because you're already a very pretty girl. Like, you're beautiful. And I feel like if you put on your, you know, little, like, shit, even with just lashes on, you fucking look good. So, but I just feel like if you made it... Because it could be very
dress
neat.
It up.
And yeah. I feel like, you know, it wouldn't be bad. And then, so I think it's more accepted now than back then. It was just like, oh, no.
Yeah.
But now, I mean, everybody is.
I'm going to be out here.
Okay, stop looking at me, Ace. It's too much.
I'm going to be out here screaming Black Lives Matter, bitch.
Yeah.
If y'all,
And I'm going to be doing it right with you. So, what with me? What's been new? Nothing much. I'm working. I have somebody that's putting a smile on my face.
Let me find out.
You already know. But yeah, so it's something new, and it has been very, very good.
That's good. Yeah. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
So, I say new things are always fun and exciting, like we've said before anyway, but like when it's a genuine, like, damn, like, you really.
Yeah, it's very genuine.
Out here putting in work. Okay.
Crazy. Right.
Trying to keep a smile on this face. You better.
Trying to make my heart smile.
That's even better.
Right. Like, woo. If fireworks.
It's something about that when you just vibe with somebody naturally and you really don't have to do anything to force it for real. Or like not
and
even.
And it's very rare that you get that.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, you could be attracted to somebody. You could fuck somebody. You could be like, oh, I like this person.
But for y'all to really vibe.
Right. When it's just crazy.
And vibe in the right ways. Because right. Like sometimes you vibe with people, but it's like a temporary vibe.
Exactly.
Like it'll fizzle out.
Or you think. And then when you
get to know them a little more,
it's like,
it's not what I thought it was.
Right.
That's dope, so, though.
Yeah, I'm happy.
We all need that in our lives.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. So let's shed some light.
Yes. Some positive energy up in this piece.
So Georgia signed a House bill, Bill 426, which enhanced the penalty for people who target others for violent acts based on their race, sexual orientation, or gender.
Do you know Georgia was only...
Yeah,
we didn't...
I think it was
four.
Two.
It was like four states that didn't have a hate crime bill. Mm-hmm.
Which is so fucking...
It is.
But you gotta realize...
This is Georgia. So they finally signed it into, you know, so people, if you are... And this is all because of Ahmaud.
Yeah.
Because
even though that man got out of fucking jail today.
But yes, it's all because of Ahmaud. They targeted that man. He was minding his fucking business because he was black. They're not going to say that, but we know what it was.
Right. We know what it was.
So that's good.
I'm
so
happy
now,
they did that.
Yes. So now people like that will get what the fuck they deserve. And maybe it will calm these people down and stop. Hopefully they'll just relax. Because it's not going to... I don't understand what they think. Like, do you think that it's just going to pass you by? Like, no one's going to say anything to you. They're just going to let you do this and get away with it?
Right. It's not.
Or they're not going to see it for what it really is and just be like, oh.
Oh, okay.
They were right. No.
Right. Yeah. It's not. It's
and people aren't going to be outraged. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. I don't know. I'm glad to see that.
Yeah.
That That's definitely good. Something positive going on in the world. And I hope that it's not just for show. Like, right. I hope that they don't pass it and then really enforce
right,
it.
Right. Because a lot of times that happens.
Yeah.
And then to all the statues that have been taken.
Child, because they got them all over
I'm just
Georgia.
Like, damn.
They are everywhere in
so
Georgia.
So I went for Stone Mountain.
Like, what they going to do? Demolish the fucking mountain? Because don't they got, like, faces or some shit on it?
Yeah, it's the... So people been signing a petition.
So what are they gonna do? Like dismantle the faces? They gonna carve them out or something? Like how do you do that?
Just cover the bitch up.
Put a big ass mural or something over it. Paint it. Spray paint it.
That's crazy because I think like the we used to always go to Stone Mountain for 4th of July, but won't be going this year.
Yeah. Are y'all celebrating
4th of July? No.
We ain't either. Doing shit.
Mm-mm. I'm gonna go to y'all, let me shed some more light. So my beautiful guy baby was born and she is so beautiful.
Yes.
And she is just everything.
I've seen the pictures,
so I'm gonna go see her on the 4th. I had so of course I was there when they came home from the hospital and I had this company come out and decorate.
Aww.
Since we couldn't have a baby shower. So did you see the pictures? Mm-hmm. And they made the balloons. It was really, really cute. And I was there for like 2 or 3 nights. I spent the night and I was up with her every night.
Look at you.
And I just love that little baby. So I asked my poo, because her brother is my godson. I asked him, could he share me? At first he said no.
Of course.
So... We kind of like, we got a mutual understanding.
We talked
now.
About it.
Yeah. I let him help me feed the baby and stuff. So he's still kind of on the edge a little bit about it. But because when I say, yeah, because that shit be like, hey, talking to the baby and be like, poo said, or your poo or something. He'd be like, that's my poo. I'm like, oh. So, but yeah, so I'm just so in love with her. Like, she's everything.
You know
she
how
really,
little
really
kids
is.
Are.
Right.
It's, come around.
It's so funny. Well, moving right along, we got some BS, shade, and shenanigans.
Let's get into the fuckery.
So, Texas and Florida done did.
So they stopped serving alcohol at the bars. And I'm trying to figure out what purpose this is serving. So they reported a couple days ago, you know, we behind, but it was a couple days ago, and they were like, oh, they're going to start closing the beaches in Florida. They're going to start doing all this because niggas have been out.
Right.
Like, everybody's been in.
Which makes sense for them to do that.
Everybody's been in Daytona, Panama City. Like, every time I turn around on Instagram, somebody's story, they're at the beach.
I'd rather them go to an amusement park.
And I'm jealous as fuck because y'all know I love the water. Me in the too. Summertime. Like, that is where I want to be. Right. So, the fact that I can't be at the beach right now.
Right.
And everybody else is at the beach.
Right.
But I don't want to be at the beach because Corona's at the beach, okay?
Because they said Myrtle Beach too, child.
Yeah, but no. No.
They said a whole bunch of, I think they said hundreds of people who went to Myrtle is now saying they got damn Corona.
I don't understand what the fuck they thought. Like, just because y'all felt like, oh, it's over, we just gonna go outside. Mm-hmm. No.
Because they opened back up stuff so fast.
Like, nigga, the clubs is open. People been in line at the club. Like, what is life?
Well, remember they put on there they social
distancing. Social distancing in the club. Girl, how
they doing it?
How?
Just like they trying to social distance in these fucking schools.
Yeah. So they're supposed to be sending the kids back to school. We got notice here where we are. I don't know how they're doing it everywhere else. Well, Fulton County is delaying. What the fuck that's going to do? I don't know. Like, what y'all going to delay a week or two? Like, what difference is that going to make?
And y'all, we got to pick three different options. Yeah. Well, two, virtual.
Or in class.
To the school, and then something else talking about we'll do virtual, but then send them back when it died down or something.
Because somebody said Clayton County is doing like A Day, B Day, so they're gonna have certain amount of kids, certain kids go to school on A Day, and then and then do virtual on B Day, and same thing, opposite. Yeah. So
it's just a lot because I feel like for the parents who have to work.
Like, trying to teach these niggas and work. Like me. Because we can't completely work from home. Granted, I have the flexibility. If I get up early enough, I don't have to be clocked in. So as long as I can knock out my stuff that I have to do in time, then I can make time for them. Right. But he's a kindergarten. He's going into kindergarten.
Right.
He didn't want to listen to me when I was telling him to write his motherfucking ABCs.
Right.
When we were at home in March.
Right.
So y'all think that he's really going to listen to me now?
Right. And see, with me, I have to work. Go into work.
Right.
And
physically.
So it's like, right. So it's just like, what the hell? Like,
it's just
I'm frazzled.
And I don't know what to do. It's like, I want, and this is.
Because I want them to go back to school.
I do too. I feel like they need it. They need that structure. They need to get back and, you know, socialize with their friends and stuff.
Then I was like, if it's one little thing, they're gonna be like, virtual. Like, it's just a lot.
Yeah.
And then they were saying too, like, it's not gonna be how, like, remember how it was? It's just like, oh, they get on or they don't, they passing all the kids, whatever. Like, this time when you're virtual, it's gonna be like you're gonna be seeing what the classroom is actually like with the kids there, and but you're just on the computer, and it's like, and I'm just like, and you have to make sure they're doing their work. That, you know, and just so what, like, parents have to work.
Yeah.
And they said they made the decision where, okay, kids can come to school because parents do have to work. But still.
But kids are gross.
Kids
are gross. Kids don't wash their hands. Kids pick boogers. Kids put their fingers in their mouths after touching the walls and the rails and bouncing balls outside, dirt and everything else. Like, kids are fucking disgusting. So you guys really think that it's going to be safe and sanitary to send these little niggas back to school and think that it's not going to impact the numbers and it's not going to skyrocket yet again?
Exactly.
And then they're going to be bringing this shit home to us. Like,
exactly.
No, I don't have time to be sick. I'm sorry. No. No.
I
don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. But yes, the COVID numbers are still rising. People are really at the beach. People think that this shit is over. And it's not. Like, it's quite terrifying.
Yeah, I don't get it.
What else is going on? So, the Pop Lock and Drop It rapper, Huey, died. And I forgot about him, to be completely honest.
I forgot about him, too. Pop Lock and Drop It.
Right.
Pop Lock and Drop It.
Because that's, like, literally the only song that he had that we knew, that I know, anyway.
Right.
But that's so sad.
That is sad.
And somebody said...
Didn't he get shot up or something
like that? He got shot. And somebody was like, I feel sorry for all the rappers or celebrities or anybody that's dying this year because the shit's getting overshadowed. Like, nobody's even paying attention because of all the other fuck shit that's going on in the world. Like, it's not even gonna be a memorable moment. Like, the fuck? Because, like, thinking about it, too, Kobe Bryant, that was this year.
Right.
And it does not feel like it was this year. It feels like it was a while ago because of all this shit.
It's crazy.
Very crazy. Like, I can't deal.
It's so crazy.
And then in the spirit of everything black and everybody trying to be, you know, pacifying. Like, I'm really tired of, like, all this stuff where everybody's like, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. Mm-hmm. And I was so ignorant and blah, blah. Like, I'm just, I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm tired. Like, y'all...
Because at this point, it's getting out of control.
It is. And it's like they want to make
excuses. No, it does not seem genuine at all. And everybody making excuses for it. Like, get the fuck.
I'm tired.
And sit the fuck.
And then, like, everybody's like, we're going to let black actors play black characters. I mean, that's great, but y'all should have been doing that shit.
Y'all should have been doing it. Just like, they should have been getting paid the same amount. Oh, let's talk about it. Because Viola Davis
was preaching, honey.
Preaching, baby.
Because
Viola... I said, yes! Keep going, girl.
Because Viola is everything.
She is.
Everything.
And she should have been.
And she's got range. She's dope. And,
like she stated, she have this all her accolades, she was laying out for you. Baby, when I said she was reading, and still don't.
And she's still not up there.
No.
With the rest of them, the likes of them that they want to make to be so particular and special and all that. But yeah. Okay, so did you watch Insecure?
You know I did.
How do you feel? Spoiler alert, if y'all haven't watched the finale and all that.
Spoiler alert, close your ears.
Of Insecure, you might want to fast forward through this part.
We're definitely talking about this.
So how do you feel? What are your thoughts? Like, what do you think is going to happen? Because I personally, I don't even know. Like, I have mixed emotions.
I do too. It's just sad because, like, I want to be like, oh, Condola, bitch, get rid of that fucking baby, bitch. Like, bitch, ain't no baby hoe. Like, I want to sound like Issa in the mirror. Like, bitch, fuck that baby, bitch, fuck that baby. I am with motherfucking him, bitch, fuck that baby hoe, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck you and your baby hoe. But it's like, then it's like, damn, I fucking knew it. I swear to God, I said that bitch pregnant. When she's like, when it was like, I need to talk to her. Yeah, okay. And then for them to talk about, like,
I hate when people do. When people say, oh, well, you can be as involved as you want to be. Because as soon as he decides not to be as involved as you think that he should be, it's going to be a problem. So, like, don't even...
going to be in the middle of it and all that bullshit.
Right. Like, don't even put shit like that on the table. Like, don't say that. Because at some point, like, granted, she's established she don't really need his help, which is cool. But that doesn't mean that this child is not going to want to know who their father is. Right. And they're not going to grow up with issues if their father chooses to not be around. That would fuck anybody up. Right. Like, damn.
Right.
You made the decision to not be here. Like, you had the option and you chose not to.
I'm just sad. But I really, 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 really want
I want them to work. Like, right. I love them together.
Me too.
Like, their vibe is just so perfect.
It really is. I love Morris and Issa together. I love watching them fuck.
They just need to move to San Francisco. They just need to move to San Francisco. Ooh, like,
you're
just
farting.
Go.
Ace, it stinks. They do. Y'all, Ace, if y'all don't know by now, that's the dog. He's a little teacup Yorkie, and he's farting, and he stinks. But anyway, he's our third co-host. But, yeah, I feel like they just need to move. Just get away.
And then,
but now that a baby is involved, it's like,
but I mean, still, he can like fly, like, it's not that far. That's a super short flight,
yeah. And Issa with it, she with whatever,
super short flight. Like, y'all can make it work, you can be in the kid life, whatever. Y'all can pick the kid up, do what you do.
But damn, Condola, why you had to be fertile,
right?
At the time, y'all was fucking,
like, damn,
I want to slap her.
It happens like that, though.
It does. It's always a catch-22, ain't it? It's always something in the story.
Damn, I see both sides, though. Like, I don't want her baby to be, you know, you don't want nobody to, like, nah, bitch, fuck that baby. But at the same time, like, damn.
But damn, for the baby.
Just right. Because they was just getting shit good. Like, they just found their groove again. Like, that's so fucked up.
No.
And now we gotta wait a whole year,
bro,
to figure out what the fuck is about to happen.
And they know we need this shit right now.
We do. We really need something to occupy our time.
We do.
But I guess we'll have to wait and see. All right, so what else is next? Oh, so are you canceling B. Simone?
No.
I wish people would leave her alone.
Yeah, like, I feel like everybody makes mistakes. Everybody, she said her people and her didn't look into it and all that. Okay, like, I feel like it was an honest mistake.
It was. I felt like it was an honest mistake. Like she said, she's like, I never wrote a book before. Like, right. I had people take care of this for me.
I mean, and they are on her back.
I told them what I wanted. Because then it was the 9-to-5 thing. And then it was this. And then it came out from Horrible Decisions podcast, which that episode is fucking years old. That episode was like from 2017. Like, that shit's old as fuck. Mm. When she said the LGBT thing. And it was a joke. Like, she's a fucking comedian. Like, y'all really making this out to be, like, what the fuck it is. Like, for real.
What did she say?
She said something, lettuce, bacon, and tomato. Something like that. Like, you know, LGBT, blah, blah, blah. But she was just being funny. I don't even remember what the fuck she said. But I heard the episode. But it was so old. Like, who the fuck was digging? Somebody went looking for that shit.
They just after her ass. Because, you know, when people are after you and they feel some type of way, they don't play about the shit.
Like, y'all doing the absolute most at this point.
I don't like that.
I don't either. Like, y'all going out your way to, like...
And we... Black people are already going through enough. Like, you're going to tear down... A woman already go through enough. Like, you want to keep tearing down her? That shit is annoying. Bow Wow's getting on my nerves too.
He is annoying. He's annoying.
You can only laugh at him.
Like him, his this fucking motorcycle. Like, sir, if you don't get the fuck out of here, like, go buy another one. Get like what?
Like, he's annoying.
He's super annoying. He be trying to stay relevant.
Yeah, he does.
All right, guys. So I'm so excited because this week is like right up my alley.
It is.
So this week our topic is. Do you really believe... Ace is not happy. She put him down, and he's like, nah, bitch, come get me. He's not happy. But no, this week, we are talking about astrology, and do you believe in horoscopes? Do you believe in astrology? Like, what are your views? We're going to talk about it all. And I just thought that it was so fitting, because for those of y'all that are in tune with all that shit like I am, we are currently in a retrograde. Mercury is in retrograde, Venus is in retrograde, and I believe Neptune is also in retrograde.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of shit going on right now in the world.
I think I was just looking at that on CoStar.
Yeah, like all kinds of shit is going on in the planets right now. Like, it's fucked up. So if your phones and your computers and all your shit not working, or if you just like feeling extremely tired, drained, whatever.
Wait, and you know what? Real quick, before we jump into the episode, did you hear about the coronavirus shit on our phones, the iPhone?
Yes. Okay, but I don't know how to... Chris sent it to me. She was like, yeah.
Let me show you.
So I don't even know how the fuck to get
go
there.
Go to your settings.
Hold on. Okay, settings.
Okay. Search health. Type in health.
Oh, you gotta search it.
You typed in health.
Oh, there we go. COVID-19 exposure notifications.
Yes, I have mine off, but you do too, probably. But if you... And it tells you...
Oh, bitch. I need to know. Oh, it says your log has not been. How you turn it on? Oh, it says no app installed. Why won't it let me? You cannot turn on without authorized app that can send you exposure notifications.
So do you have the health app?
I do. That's why I couldn't find it, because I was looking for it on the health app. I didn't know that you had to search for it. They sneaky as fuck.
I don't know, but we'll have to figure it out.
They sneaky, bitch.
I was scared, so I kept mine off.
Me too. I don't want to know.
I'm so damn scared. Don't let. What's going on?
I don't want to know. Ooh.
So basically, you can log on there if you have had coronavirus, and when you turn it on, people who, of course, their phones is on them, and so it'll basically tell you like if you're in the vicinity of somebody who's been exposed.
That's a little creepy. That's a little too much. I don't know how I feel about that. Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's a good tool.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, okay, I feel it. But then it's
but
like,
at the same time, it's like...
Y'all are... And they put the shit on there when all them phones was messing up type shit. It's like,
y'all real
on.
Sneaky with that shit.
Right.
Something ain't right. Come and then on. Why didn't y'all like make an announcement? Like,
that's
oh, this is now a new feature. You can check and see... Stay safe, guys.
Right,
know
right,
if you've
right.
been exposed.
They didn't do none,
didn't
of, that
do none of that. It was real slick.
Yeah.
I don't
so
like that.
That's why when you talk about the retrogrades and stuff, I was like,
I don't like that.
But okay, anyway, back to our horoscopes and astrology.
But yes, so everything's in retrograde, and we're going to tell you what that means in just a second. Hold on, I got to pull this shit back up.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That is super crazy. So the biggest thing, I think, because some people are like, oh, I don't believe in astrology. And I think the biggest thing for people to understand, because you're like, oh, it's a pseudoscience, it's fake, it's not real, blah, blah, blah. There's mm-hmm. no scientific proof. But everything happens in like cyclical patterns, right? Mm-hmm. So all it is the study of like patterns and like shit that's happened before, because the same shit keeps happening
right
over and over and over. So it's just a study of trends, and that's how they come up with the shit. And they just notice like, oh, these people that were born this time mm-hmm. around this thing have this these similar right they right. have these similar traits. And that's basically all the fuck that it is, because I mean everything is energetically connected,
right?
So if you don't believe, I mean, I feel like you should do some research.
Yeah, and I feel like you should know, because honestly people will be like, oh, I'm a Cancer, but your moon sign I believe is a sign that you act like in a relationship.
That, and it's like how you present
yourself, everything,
to the world. So right. that you have those traits, but that may not be how people view you. They're exactly. like, oh, because people are like, you're not a Cancer.
People say that all the time.
You're not a Cancer.
And most people be like, I'm more of a Capricorn than I am a Cancer. And I have a lot of Capricorn
in your chart.
And in my chart. Not just because it is my moon sign. And we'll get into that in a minute and share what our moon and rising signs are with you guys. But not even just my moon sign. It's like I'm Neptune. I'm like so.
It's
when I say
there.
Capricorn, it's so me.
So that's why.
Right. And so many people are like, you are not a Cancer. Yeah, because you really have to dive deep into your astrology and really see who you are. Because that is really true. Like your traits, your personality, how you are in a relationship, how you are as a parent, how you are as a friend. Like all those things.
Come into
combine.
Play.
Exactly. So it's really dope.
It me. Is. It's really interesting to see. And it's like, I don't know if you guys have the apps, but I use the Pattern.
I like the Pattern and I love CoStar.
Yeah. The two apps that I use. And like, I'd be so mad because both of them be reading the fuck
they
out of me.
They be on point. Do you hear me?
I'd be like, nobody asked you all that
you
shit today. Leave
oh
me alone.
Oh
leave me alone.
When
I didn't ask you that.
Y'all, when I say on point,
it's so crazy. So in order to find like your birth chart and use those apps, you have to know the location where you were born and the time that you were born.
Yeah.
Along with your birthday, obviously. And that will be able to tell you where how the planets were aligned at the specific time of your birth.
Born. Yeah.
And like what degree they were at based on your location. So it's all like, it's real scientific.
Yeah, it's really anal too.
Yeah.
Like, it really is.
There's a
but
lot.
But it's so dope. Like, it's so dope if you guys look.
That's what people are like, I don't understand. Cause like, it's more than just like, oh, I was born in October, so I'm a Libra. Like, it's way
it's
deeper
way
than
different
that.
Than that. Yeah.
It's like, what angle, like 26 degrees this. And mm-hmm. like, it goes super deep. I don't be knowing all that shit.
Yeah.
But one of my best friends does, and she'll like look at it for me and she'll like, oh, you got a node on this, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, girl. I'm like, I don't know what that means, so I'll have to go look it up. But yeah. My mom too, she'd be like, oh yeah, you know so and so, especially with my son, she'd like, leave him alone, because you know he's a water baby, you know he's sensitive. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, because he's not, but he's a Capricorn, but he's got a lot of water and like Pisces mm-hmm. and Cancer in his chart mm-hmm. elsewhere, so he's very very emotional.
Yeah.
And very very sensitive. Like, you would not think that child is a Capricorn at all.
Yeah, that's true. So for me, like, so I'm, my sun sign, of course, is a Cancer. My moon is Capricorn, and my rising is Virgo.
Okay. So you got, water, Capricorn, Earth. You got a lot of Earth here, which is why you're so grounded.
Yeah, I got
you're
a lot
so,
of Earth.
People always say that you're so down to Earth, you're mm-hmm. so humble, you're so this, but you got a lot of Earth shit in your chart. That's
yeah.
why.
Yep.
That's what's
and
up.
Yours is?
I'm real balanced. So my sun sign is Libra. My moon sign is Taurus. And
I
my,
love Taurus.
And my rising sign is Sagittarius. So I got air.
That's what my boo is.
Ground. And some fire mixed up in there.
That fire.
Which is why I think, because I'm like, so each element.
And you know exactly what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, mm-mm.
For the most part.
I don't want. Yeah. I'm indecisive.
But
like, as the in the grand scheme of things, mm-hmm. like, I really know.
Especially with that Taurus Sag
what the fuck
Libra
I want.
Mix. Yeah.
And then that's the homebody in me, too, because I'd be like, I don't want to go. I'm just going to stay home. That's the Taurus.
Yeah.
Grounded. Homebody. Yeah. I like nice shit. But you know what's crazy is both my moon and sun sign are ruled by Venus, which is the planet of, like, love mm-hmm. and romanticism and shit
and
like that.
And it goes back to the gifts of
and that's part of my love language. I like
right.
gifts.
I like gifts. Yep. That's crazy, right?
I like that. Like, I like for you to do things for me like that.
That's crazy.
And it's crazy how all of that is, like, connected.
Intertwined, right.
And people don't even think that deep into it. I mean,
but it really is.
They don't know, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both ruled by Venus. Mm. Which is why... And we're also relationship people.
Yeah. Mm. But somebody making me want...
Hey, right, because you're not a realist. She's like, I'm good.
It's a person that you gotta be that person that made me wanna like really be with you.
Yeah,
and I think that's the dope thing about it. Like, if a person made me wanna be in a relationship, oh, you got me. Like, I'm down. Because it's very rare that I wanna be in a relationship. I'll talk to you. You know what I'm saying? And we can have a good conversation. But it's going to be a hit or miss. I'm going to get bored. But if you, like, oh, damn, I could see myself being with them. Then it's like,
Right. Then I'm really considering. Like, it's not like a...
That plays all part to it. That astrology shit that's mixed up in me.
Right. But, yeah. So, each planet, like I said, Libra and Taurus are ruled by Venus. Each planet has their own thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I had this pulled up.
So, the different houses.
Yeah, so there's 12 astrological houses, which make up, like, the placement of all the planets and shit. So, like, if you look it up, like, if you go on CoStar and it shows you, like, the chart and it's, like, all the different numbers and, like, all the different planets. Those are all the different houses and, like, where everything falls within your chart. And they'll give you a synopsis and, like, tell you a little bit about what that means and, like, how it's going to present itself and, like, all that kind of shit.
And then it'll tell you, like, the day that you're going to have, the week that you're going to have, like, how you're going to feel. And when I say y'all, like, seriously, we're not even bullshitting. It will read the fuck out of you.
I'd be like, damn. Like, didn't nobody ask you?
I wasn't ready for that. I didn't want to know that. And when I say it's so true.
Because it'd be stuff that you, like, be feeling.
Right.
But you try to not acknowledge
it. Head,
right. Like, oh, I'm not thinking about that right now.
App and it fucking bring the shit out.
And then it was like, oh, bitch.
Oh, bitch, you thought you wasn't gonna. And I'm somebody hit you in the face because it notified you.
In fact, I'll get a notification in the middle of the day. Right, like today, I got several. Like, you can see they just be popping the fuck up. Like, CoStar today. There are people who will make you feel good, but there are also people who are just waiting to hurt you. Mm. Oh, thanks. Because that's something I definitely needed to hear today.
Right. Thank
you. The fuck?
Wow.
But yeah, it really be like that. And I think that's just so... It interests me. Like, I be reading all kinds of stuff all the time. And it's crazy because I've been, like, so into astrology ever since I was little. I think because my mom was growing up. So it's always been something. And then I learned, too, that when they'll say, like, oh, the retrograde, it'll be, like, in the season of Cancer. Like, now it's, like, because the retrograde, we're in July, it's Cancer season. It's in the season of Cancer. And I've read that if it's opposite of whatever your sign is, it has a greater impact on you. So since I'm a Libra, whenever, like, the full moon is in Aries, it's harder on me than it is other people because that's not the type of energy that I'm accustomed to. It's direct opposite of my natural energy, which I'm like, damn.
That's
because sometimes I'll really be having to like what the fuck is wrong with me? Like, what is
sometimes
going on?
Sometimes you be having to check yourself, like, damn.
Right, like, what are you doing? But then I'll go and I'll be like, oh, the full, or I won't feel it. I'll be anxious or like antsy, restless. I'm like, damn, what's going on? Full moon is coming. Oh. It'd be like a day or two, a couple days. I'm like, damn, you feel that energy already.
Yeah.
But it's just crazy. So crazy. So how do you feel about, like, is this something, like, when you're talking to people, is this something that you look into?
Do I'm not, like, deep into it, but I do ask what your sign is. Because I do know a little bit about, you know, the different signs, and I definitely be like, what's your sign? And if it's a sign, I'm like, and then you start to pay attention
to certain little
different
things.
Little things, and you be like, you definitely a Cancer, you definitely an Aries. Like, it's just crazy. Like, it's crazy.
Do you find that you are more compatible with certain signs? Like, people will say, like...
Right, this sign is compatible with this sign.
Right, or, like, you're more compatible with people that are in your same element. So, all 12 signs are divided into four different elements. So, earth, water, fire, and air. So, like, Libra is an air sign. So, they're like, oh, like... I mesh well with like Geminis mm-hmm. and Aquarius because we're all like really airy, like mm-hmm. nonchalant. We don't give a fuck about nothing.
Right.
Nothing phases us. Nothing bothers us. It's just like, oh, go with the flow.
Mm-hmm. I honestly, I don't. The reason why I don't feel that way is because I don't feel like I'm Cancer-like.
Okay.
So for me, it's different. Like, you know, you other see water stuff signs. All the time. Like, for instance, what Brittany posted, and I tag you and Bianca in, mm-hmm. this matches with this. And sometimes it'd be very true, you know, but a lot of times it's like, I don't feel like I'm like that. Like,
but that's because you got other stuff going on.
Right.
That's not like at the forefront for yeah. you. Like you said, you have a lot of Earth in your chart. You got Capricorn, Virgo, like there's a lot of
right.
shit to keep you grounded, so you're not as emotional.
I'm just not in the air. Just
right, because Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces are all water signs.
Yeah.
So they're supposed to be like really highly intuitive, very emotional.
Very emotional.
Very mystical, yeah. mysterious type.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not none of that shit. None of that shit. I ain't mystery. Don't fucking mystery me at me. Motherfucker, let me know. Because I'ma let you know.
Yeah.
I don't like surprises. I'm not emotional.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like everybody's emotional to certain things.
And I'm not emotional at all. Yeah, like, I can be... Well, I'm emotional.
I'm not in tune with my emotions. Let's put it like that.
I'm emotional in a different sense. And they say water signs are really intuitive. And they're very in tune with those, like, emotions and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel like I'm emotional, but that could also be the air sign.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, we're definitely. Very, like, okay.
Yeah. I just feel like
I'm walk a flock of meme the fuck out of your ass. Right. Like, okay.
Yeah. Like, I just, I don't know. Like, I'm just not, like how we've always talked about, like, being attached. And just, I'm just not in tune with it. And it's, like, it's a curse and it's a gift. Because a lot of times you should be like, I'd be like, what the fuck? Like, is my heart that cold?
Yeah, me too. Because I'd be like,
and
what
I have the
fuck?
Biggest
like,
heart ever. But a lot of shit, I just don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I'm very detached.
Yeah, me too.
In that sense. But I'm also, like I said, I'm a hopeless fucking romantic because both are like ruled by Venus. So I like yeah. it coming from the other side.
Yeah.
So I don't necessarily want to be the one that expresses all
right,
of that.
Right, right.
But I do like to receive
See,
it.
And I don't like to receive it either.
I like to receive it to a certain point. Let me say that. Like, because it's not like.
Yeah. I think it takes the right person with me, like I said.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
And then, too, like, I see the Sagittarius. So I like adventure. Like, let's try new things. Let's do new things. Oh, let's yeah. do
That's sad. This. This is my first time mentally.
Let's go. Sagittarius,
baby.
Ready. What are we doing?
I'm like, wow.
What's new?
Yeah. Sag. Yes. I'm fucking with it.
That fire energy.
I like that Sag. Yeah.
And fire signs are Sagittarius, Aries, and...
Aries are assholes.
They are. Sagittarius, Aries, and what am I missing? I'm missing one.
Sag, Aries, and what's the other fire sign?
Because water is Scorpio, Pisces, Cancer. Who am I missing?
Mm-hmm.
Aries. Hold on. So it goes in order. So it's like Aries,
Let me
Taurus.
Look it up.
What comes after that? Gemini. Leo. Duh.
Oh, Leo.
Leo's. I had to think about it. But yeah, they're, again, very fiery.
Leos?
Yes. Yeah. They have big personalities. Like, they're always, like, the matter-of-fact person that I know. Like, their opinion's always right. No. And the judge, like, Aries, all of the Aries in my life that I have known are very judgy.
Aries are fucking assholes.
They're judgy. They're overly opinionated.
Yeah, and they don't give a fuck.
And they don't.
They don't.
And they just like, bitch,
I've never met an Aries.
I said what the fuck I said.
And that's what it is. And either you like it or you don't. And they can be so wrong. And they still
so
just,
wrong.
All right,
but they're not hearing you. Even
no,
if they are wrong,
they
don't care.
I promise you, I've never met an Aries that is. Mm-mm.
Well, Kim's an Aries and she's not like that.
She's an Aries?
Yeah.
She got some other stuff mixed up. We got to figure her out.
She's Pisces cusp.
That's why, then.
So she's like right there
I'm
on the line.
I'm talking about full blown Aries.
Yeah.
Fucking.
She's Aries Pisces cusp.
And
she's
then
like right
Virgo
there.
Men. Ugh.
What's wrong with Virgo men?
Ugh.
I don't think I've ever dealt with a Virgo man.
I never have, but the...
But I have a lot of Virgo men in my life.
Virgo men.
Both of my dads are Virgo men.
Like, they are just...
My grandma's a Virgo. I got a lot of Virgos in my life.
the Virgo men that I have, like, they, you can't get away from them, I heard. Like, they're just...
What you mean?
And they're toxic.
I've never experienced that. I don't think I've ever...
I've never dated one, but that's what I've heard. The Cancer men are fucking horrible.
Why?
Don't like them. They're narcissists to me.
Really?
Yes, yes.
I don't think I know any Cancer men.
I know a couple of them. And to me, they're narcissists.
I don't like Pisces men.
Look at me. Like, I ain't saying no good attributes about people.
You're like, nope, don't like this. Boy.
Hey, sorry, y'all.
Like, nope, I don't like these niggas. I don't like these. But no, I don't like Pisces men. They're crybabies. Like, they're super emotional. And they always
want to
play the fucking victim. Like, get out of here.
You're right. You're right.
Mm. I don't like that.
I love Scorpios.
I bet you do.
I do. I love. Hey, shut up.
Right. I can't laugh. He don't like it. He said this is a no fun zone.
I love Scorpios.
I don't think I've dealt with any Scorpios either.
Scorpios are. Like, Scorpios are remind me of Sag too a little bit because they're very spontaneous.
Mm-hmm. They're fun.
Yeah, they're fun.
But Scorpios are very vindictive. Fun. That's the only thing. Because when they get mad.
Oh, they get mad. Oh, they come, they come with a vengeance.
They are coming. Yeah, so I don't know. I'm really thinking hard. I've never really dealt with anybody like that.
Yeah. But they're dope. Let me see. What other?
I just feel like. Do you feel like you have any... Well, you did. You said you feel like you detached. That's a negative attribute.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It can be. I just feel like I'm real Libra when it comes to making fucking decisions, bitch. Because I can't make a decision to save my life. It takes forever. One thing. Oh, look. It's so funny. I found something on Facebook today. I wonder if it's on there.
Didn't I send you and Bianca something about some Libra shit that was so funny? I was like, this is y'all.
You did. But I found it was a post today. I wonder if I can find the rest of them though. But it was like the dark side of Libras. Here it go. So it says, Libras have a dark side. They keep this well hidden as they usually don't care to embrace it. Their anger is slow, but once they reach boiling point, there is no controlling them. Libra knows this only too well, which is why they avoid confrontations and conflict.
That's true.
An upset Libra is dangerous, reckless, unpredictable, and ruthlessly cold, and it is wise not to push them to that point.
Because you just had this moment not too long ago when we were at a party. You was ready.
Oh, my God. A ticking time bomb. And it's so funny because I just had this conversation with two of my friends on Friday. And we were just talking about how I can get a little Tasmanian devil-esque. When I really get mad, but it takes a lot.
Yeah, to get you there.
To get me to that point. I'll blow shit off. I don't care. It is what it is. I will deal with it. It won't bother me until it does.
Yeah.
Like,
and don't do no disrespectful shit.
No, because I'm gonna
tell the person I love.
I'm gonna call you out on that. So yeah, I was like, oh, that's interesting. I wonder if I can find the rest of them. I don't. I only screenshot that because I thought that was super funny. Because I was literally just having this conversation, yeah. And people be like, I don't see that about you. I'm like, you don't know me well enough.
Okay. Child. Don't let that little cute face fool you. Because
the people who know for real. They be like, girl.
Okay.
Don't let her ass get to going. But yeah. And then Aquarius, I don't know how I feel about Aquarius. The only reason...
I never really had any bad things about... I know a couple of Aquarius.
The only thing that I can say about Aquarius is that they are... A lot of them are very, like, eccentric. Like, they have their own, like,
energies
and styles and things like that.
Gemini's get on my nerves.
And the only reason... Because Peanut's an Aquarius. Mm. And they're an air sign, too.
Yeah.
So they don't really care about...
They're detached.
Nothing. Yeah. Like, they are the ultimate definition of detached.
Yeah. Because she don't give up.
What?
Flip.
About nothing.
Flop. Fuck.
You could be crying. She looking at you like...
She don't give a flip-flop. Fuck.
The fuck are you crying for?
The three Fs.
She's going to walk away. She's not even going to ask you what you're crying for. She's going to look at you weird and walk the fuck away.
Yeah.
Don't ask to hug her.
Right.
It's not happening. Right. She's not emotional. She's very technical.
Girl, as she get older, she looks.
But she's also very creative.
And so dope at everything she does. When I say them from her recital.
Her pictures?
She looked just
that's
like
that's what everybody was like, oh my God.
This the first time ever.
It is because she never looks like me. She got his face. Well, she had his face.
Girl, when I say that it was you, I said, what the?
Finally,
I kept having to stare at it. I was like.
She finally looks like me. Yeah. Finally.
Yeah.
It's about damn time. Shit. It took 10 years.
You mad?
Yes, I'm mad. Damn.
Look, I'm mad too because you don't want to look like me. But it's okay.
Like, where am I at?
When you and John have y'all baby, the baby.
Who? What baby?
When you and John have that baby, the
girl,
baby.
Girl, no, ma'am.
Everybody having babies.
Nope.
Yeah.
Not everybody. Everybody must exclude me. I ain't part of that.
You are going to have a baby.
No.
Hell to the no.
Okay, so final thing. What retrograde means. It's so funny because it's like Mercury's in Gatorade.
Okay.
Like what? But no, it just basically means like it's an illusion, like the planet is spinning backwards and it's moving backwards. So mm-hmm. the energy shifts. But you know how like when you get in a car and like the car next to you is moving or it's stopped and you think that you're moving when they start moving and it like fucks you up and you're like, hold on.
The illusion.
Yeah, it's the same thing. So the planet don't actually shift directions, but it shifts.
Yeah.
So it's like it fucks it up.
Yeah.
And it's so funny. And they say that it messes with your electronics, tend to kind of really fuck up during that time too. I don't know why. I guess maybe the magnetic pull or some shit is different. Who the fuck knows? Yeah. But yeah. Crazy. And then everybody notices like when people start acting crazy, just like they say the crazies come out when the full moon does.
That's true.
Because it's because of the heightened energy. Like people's energy is off.
Yeah.
Everybody's in a frenzy.
And people really do not be believing that shit, but it's so true.
But it happens all the time. And, like, you don't even realize. Like I said, I'll be feeling so crazy. And I'm like, what is wrong? Mm-hmm. And then it'll be like, oh, full moon. I'm like, oh, damn. Or damn retrograde. This retrograde ends on the 11th, though. Thank God. So we're, like, midway through it now.
Well, I think I'm pretty good because I'm a Cancer.
Yeah. So you're probably feeling real chill.
Yeah.
Real balanced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
And some people are, like, overly fucking emotional right now.
Yeah.
Hella in their feelings. Yeah. I feel like I'm bordering on that, but not for real.
I'm just, like, really.
Like, I've just been really tired. Mm. Like, I've just been wanting to, like, lay and just be.
Yeah. Still.
Yeah. And just, like, curl up and do nothing.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, at least you're not emotional, though.
Right. That we don't need that
yeah.
at all. But yeah, so I want y'all to like look at your charts, find your birth certificate, call your mama, call your grandma,
please.
Call somebody and ask them
exact time.
The exact time that you were born and the place that you were born, and get up in there. And see what it says.
Yeah, because we want to know. Because where it's, and then make sure you download Pattern and CoStar.
Yeah.
And literally, it will tell you, baby, about yourself.
It really
you can,
will.
You can even educate yourself on just those apps and really get in depth with who you are when it comes to astrology. Because it's really dope. It really is.
And yeah. I mean, even if you don't, like, fully, like, believe and, like, buy into it, like, y'all not putting crystals out and shit when the full moon comes, because I definitely do.
Yeah, but you don't have to do all that if that's not. But it's still good to know, like,
yeah, like it's
the
fun.
Main things is your sun sign, your moon sign, and your rising.
Right, those are the big three.
Yeah,
and if you can kind of see where you fall with them, the more you dig deep into it, like the more shit that you find out. But that's if you can master those basics, I think you'll find some interesting things about yourself.
And who,
see
who
I would say
with.
And see how they relate
right
to what people that you're with.
Yeah. Or
one thing I will say, like if you download the Pattern app, it does have a relationship thing, so you can like see the pattern within the relationships within these two people.
Yeah,
which is cool.
And it's
so cool. That'll be able to tell you if you know there's some things that you're noticing and you're like, let me find out a little bit more about that. And you can find out.
That's dope.
Super dope.
So, yeah, make sure you guys go on there and...
You know, my next journey, though, what I want to find out is how astrology relates to sexual relationships, because they got shit on that too.
That'd be dope. And matter of fact, when we have Kim on our show to do,
yes, that can be one of the things that we cover.
We can talk about that. Yeah,
lit.
That'd be dope.
Lit, lit, lit.
Anything else?
I don't think so.
That's what she said. That's why her shirt said, y'all.
I forgot. I was like, what? I forgot I had this damn shirt on.
That's cute.
But yeah.
So yeah, y'all. Oh, one more thing before we let y'all go. So we are testing like different little merchandise and stuff. I know I did a little video on Instagram being retarded. Because y'all, I didn't know why them hearts were showing up. I didn't put that on there. Well, obviously I did, but I was trying to take it off. And I don't be knowing how to work Instagram. But anyway. So me and Simone got some masks
that we're excited
about, and we're getting some cups and then our shirts and stuff. So we're gonna post it and let you guys
look out.
Right. So y'all can go ahead and cup up some merch. Break the narrative merch. Because everybody need to break these damn negative narratives.
Please.
Narratives.
Please do.
So.
Please, please, please do.
That was my closing argument.
It's court adjourned.
Yes. Where's my gravel?
I've been watching Law and Order all week, so I heard when you said gavel, I literally heard it in my head. Terrible. Right. Yeah.
But we love you guys. We thank y'all for the support. Make sure you go and find your signs and send them to us. And maybe we'll post some stuff in our stories or something about our signs. And
there's hella stuff on Instagram that you can find, and it'll give you like...
And we're going to start back being active on Instagram.
Child life. Sorry. Okay.
It's been a quarantine, guys.
Right, life.
Like, you would think we would be more active.
Damn, that's a big ass watermelon. Why am I just...
And a watermelon is so good. Y'all eat some watermelon too, okay? Bye.
Bye, y'all.